Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Eagles need to get up again. Not after last week. They won that game against the Minnesota Vikings, but after what happened a couple weeks ago against the New York Giants. Yeah, and we're expecting, at least Kyle and I are, expecting, hoping, and anticipating a get-back game, and we need style points on Sunday. This can't be 24-21 and we come in here all smiles on Monday. That's not good enough against a team that they're 7.5-point favorites over. Lower the bar. Douglas over here just wants to squeak out a win over a 2-5 football team.
I just want
to
win, man. Mm-hmm. I just want to win.
That's not how champions are in the NFL.
Well, in order to go to the Super Bowl and be a representative, you got to win football games.
It tells me a lot about how you really view this team.
I know. But if you look at teams that win the Super Bowl, they win a good amount of games each year by blowout. I mean, could we be real? Teams that win the Super Bowl typically don't win by 1 or 2 or 3 points every week. That's not Super Bowl champions.
The year the Kansas City Chiefs went to the Super Bowl, I forgot which year it was, but there was a lot of adversity.
Last season?
No, not last season. I think it was a couple, like 2 seasons before that. Remember when everybody said they figured Patrick Mahomes was out?
Yeah.
And they talked about how the offense was sputtering and everything. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they still went to the Super Bowl that year, and I think they won it.
But okay. But I bet if we could look back, they won way more games by margin than we think they did. Like, sometimes our perception is not really reality. Like, you don't win the Super Bowl barely winning every game.
And sometimes it takes a little bit more time to get going.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
But it's time to get going.
It is. And I'm not disagreeing with you with that. But at the end of the day, as long as you get the win, that should be the only thing that matters and improve along the way. And if you're being honest with yourself as Eagles fans, this team, even though it's not looked pretty, they've gotten incrementally better. Oh, I killed that word. I nailed that one, didn't I?
That was really impressive.
Wow. We are professionals.
Hey, listen, we are turning that professional corner around these parts. But they are getting better offensively. They're throwing the ball a little bit better.
Yes.
So the last couple weeks, they've been throwing it better. They didn't get the wins. Now they're starting to get the wins. Let's just keep that going. Now, this week, Joe, you know what's going to happen this week?
Style points.
No?
Oh.
We get Saquon Barkley.
Oh.
We get the Bark Man going. We get him going.
Is that a new one, the Bark Man?
The Bark Man.
That's very new. That's
pretty. Just saying.
I don't know if that one.
I'm trying to be innovative on a Friday. You know, I got my little Transformer toy. You know, I found me some more Transformers.
Yeah, we heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's
you
got
are,
a new.
You are having a midlife crisis.
I know.
You're trying to start nicknames.
I'm going through my Miss Childhood action figure phase.
Oh, okay.
You know what it is? Because a lot of times when I was growing up, Transformers were hot, and I couldn't afford them.
Now you can.
And I tried to pass it on to my son. He don't like them.
So really, you just get them for yourself.
I'm just getting them for myself.
Hugh, what are you doing? Just buying some toys.
Just buying some toys. I'm in the store. Yeah, I was in the store. Shout out to the dude the other day. I was in the store, and I guess he recognized me. Mm-hmm. And he kind of was coming down the aisle. And he was like, "Hugh,
you're in the toy aisle, man."
And I was like, "Yeah, it's me." He's like, "Hey, how you doing? I just want to bother you, yeah, because." Like, Joe, I was locked in. I was trying to find these Transformers, man, because they're kind of hard to find right now. They're fairly new, so, yeah, I was locked in. So.
Well, part of the reason they're hard to find is you've bought, like, 30 of them.
Man, I went to the store last night, and I bought, like, all of them.
All of them?
It was on, like, 9 to 10. So
yeah, it's normal stuff on a Thursday. You just buy nine Transformers.
Yeah, but I'm going through something. Yeah. But I like putting them together. But anyway, the point that I'm making is this. I'm back to the point.
Okay.
Just win the game, man, and you get better as we go. This team knows everybody that I talk to.
Lower the bar.
What that have to do with Transformers?
No, it's just a side story. I just felt like sharing. That's good. You know, this is Friday. We like to share on Friday.
Yeah, we do have
a
football
game. And by the way, if anybody has a suggestion for a good wine, a bottle of wine, I'd like to have that too. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out
there. How many topics we're gonna try to juggle here?
I'm just saying. The people out there, help you out.
Don't you have social media, dude?
No, I'm saying. I'm just saying. I'm being all inclusive like we like to do on a Friday. But the bottom line is this. You just got to win the game.
Okay.
I brought it back. I got my meds. I tied it back
only
in.
Only took 5 minutes.
I don't know the tie.
Just let it go.
It was a side story.
Let him be.
But the main story is just get the win.
Just blow the Giants out. Okay. Can we hear? You said at some point that you said get back on track or, you know, the main thing, something like that. Jordan Mailata, he speaking of bouncing back, he needs to because listen to him. He knows he didn't play great last time the Eagles played the Giants. Here's Mailata talking this week.
So, you know, I feel like I played my worst game of my career 2 weeks ago and, you know, I wasn't happy with that. So for me, it's just like, just going to. Let's go out there and do my job, do a better job than I did last time.
Two more.
But it's Kelly Green, so I'm excited about that. But at the end of the day, it's the next game.
What about it? Do you think it's the next game?
I don't know, just kind of was passive. Very passive. So.
What did you learn from facing that front the first time?
Can't be passive.
Well, yeah, the offensive line did not play well that night. And they haven't run the football great the entire season. If they play better, this could clearly be a style points victory. All right, 215-592-9494. Slim and Myrtle Beach up, talking
Slim.
Eagles. What's up, Slim?
Yo, take the video!
Slim, what's up, pal?
Hey, Douglas, you the man.
What's going on, man?
You know what? How come you're the only one that knows you play to win the game?
No, you know what, Slim? Let me be honest. My partners, they both know, but they're Eagles fans, and it hits a little different up here. You know, the expectations are very, very high. The fandom is out of control. And, I mean, they know deep down inside that I know what I'm talking about. Mm. They just want to be nudges.
See, this is the issue or the problem. Mm. It's hard to get up and play your best every single game for 17 weeks.
Can they do it one time this season?
He said one time. Just give me once.
Well,
we're okay. I mean, that was a shocker last week. I mean, that came out nowhere for me. I mean, how we lost to the Giants, I mean, I admit, that was pretty bad. We lost, but you play to win the game. This is not revenge. I mean, it is revenge, but the ultimate goal is to win. That's very simple.
Right, but would you not agree, Slim, that the best teams typically win a few or more games each year by a lot?
It's hard to get up every week.
It's not easy to go back to back. We talk about it on the show all the time. Slim, we appreciate it. I think we convince ourselves that when we don't want to admit the team isn't looking very good. Like last year, you pointed to last year, Hugh. Last year, they won a game 28-3. They won a game 34-6. They won a game 37-17. They won a game 37-20. They won a game 27-13. The Eagles, they won a game 41-7. Hugh, last year's team blew teams out. That's what great teams do. So why is Kyle, I asked you a question. I think you sidestepped a little bit.
Yeah.
You're telling on yourself.
What are you talking about?
If you don't think the Eagles can win this game by margin, you don't think the Eagles are that good.
No, I
got
think they're good.
But
you also know that you're everybody's measuring stick, so they're going to play above their station just a little bit.
Coping.
The Giants.
We're coping. I mean, we're coping
The fact that you had Jackson Dart and Cam Scatterbo came out there, their first year in the NFL, and played with that kind of bravado and you know, like they were just intense.
You know, they also lost the Saints 3 weeks ago.
No, they did. Yeah. But
just
here,
reminding everyone.
But because the measuring stick was different for us, and they felt confident in their game plan and the way that they attacked us. They feel good about going into this game, Joe. They really do.
They shouldn't. There are two rookies
that played for the last 2 weeks, played pretty good.
They stink. The Giants stink.
Now, going into this game, this is his fourth start.
Fifth.
Jackson Dart, right? So, yeah, we should have a pretty good game plan on him, but I still think that it's going to be a tough game. I really do.
So the
But we get to win.
The it's hard to get up every week would make more sense to me if we were kicking everybody's ass for a few weeks. Then it's all of a sudden maybe they'll squeak by. It's a division game, all that stuff. But they haven't done it one time this year.
I'm going to give you that. Have you ever seen Afro Samurai?
I have not.
Afro Samurai was a cartoon where Afro Samurai was a samurai was going around. He was trying to get the number one headband, right?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, he tried to get the number one headband. And he was fighting. He fought all this adversity to get the number one headband. And when he finally got it, he didn't have it that long because he lost it because somebody came in and they took the number one headband from him. That's the analogy. That's the Giants. They're the hungry squad. They're trying to reach the pinnacle. The Afro Samurai got a little complacent in his quest for the number one headband. So after he got it, he kind of fell off a little bit. He wasn't training as hard.
Right.
And if you watched the cartoon, the alter ego was Samuel L. Jackson. He was telling him about how he wasn't training hard. Kind of the same thing. The Eagles are in a situation where they're not playing their best football, but they still have the number one headband. And that's what they're fighting for. And everybody's trying to take the number one headband.
I'm more familiar with the plot of Kung Fu Panda, but I think it's kind of similar. I get it. I get where you're going.
Hey, I'm cooking today, if I do say so myself. I feel like I'm cooking.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. Let's talk to Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Right now, I'm picturing Hugh sitting in his living room tomorrow night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Or tonight, got his little Transformers all hey,
Jeff,
laid out.
I'm looking for them. Right now, I can't find any. I think I bought them all.
You bought them all
in the area. Wine, maybe a bottle of wine, maybe a little bourbon, maybe a couple gummies. You know, he's going to town, man.
I could be doing worse things. I could be doing worse
You could
things.
Be.
That's true.
You could
yeah.
be. Shout out to that. Kyle kind of twisted my arm a little bit. Doesn't happen very often, but every now and then he gets to be a bully. I expect the Eagles to really put it on him this week. At first I didn't think we needed style points, but, Joe, I'm leaning towards what you're saying because we got to start gearing up for here for November and December. And what better way to start than with a crappy Giants team? I think that was a one-off a couple weeks ago when they blew us out.
I agree. And look, there was a point, Jeff, I'll be honest. Last week when they were – because I took Denver in my survivor pool. So when Denver was down 19-0 entering the fourth quarter, I was like, uh-oh. I had two thoughts. Like, I'm out of my pool. And the second thought was maybe the Giants are about to be a little bit more competitive than we anticipated. We got to play them next week. But when I watched them give up 33 points in the fourth quarter, first I was like, whew, I got through my survivor pick this week, so I'm alive. But the second thought I had was, all right, that defense – people think they're supposed to be good because that defensive line, but you give up 33 points in a quarter, you're not that good on defense.
Well, you also had the thin air out there, and I think they just got worn down.
And you know what? That's good for us. That's good for us this week because they'll come in here worn out. Yeah.
No, I fully expect them to put together four quarters of good football this week. This would be the team to do it again.
It would be, as Hugh Douglas's phone goes off on the other side of the studio. Jeff, appreciate it.
It did. It just went off.
Yeah, you good over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
We buy more Transformers?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking.
I know you are. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we haven't done this in a while, but you need some help. It is October 24th, which means 1 week from today is Halloween. Can we do a little Tri-Day on a Friday?
Yeah.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
It is a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show, and Hugh Douglas, I was going to say, needs some help with a lot of things, but he needs some help with this, certainly. What should Hugh Douglas be for Halloween? Halloween costume ideas for Hugh.
I have some.
You have some costumes ready?
Yeah, well, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any ready, but I've been thinking about a few.
Well, maybe the audience today can help you out. And who knows? Maybe if you name...
Be creative, too, though, because I've been, like, some of the ideas that I've had,
yeah,
they've been pretty creative. So be creative.
Okay.
Don't be all... Be all weird with it.
Right.
Be creative.
So if we get a great one today, maybe next Friday on the air, Hugh Douglas will dress up as this and be that for Halloween. All right, let's go to Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Buenos dias, Philadelphia.
Hey, look at him switching it up a little
Good morning, Aaron.
Why am I speaking in Espanol today? Because, ladies and gentlemen, come Sunday, I'm going to have WIP's own Ricky Ricardo on the radio. I want to listen to him because guess what, Giants fans? There was one missing piece to the puzzle 2 weeks ago, and that's one N'Kobe Dean.
Mm.
And when Scuttlebucket tries to run off tackle and he gets that introduction to Mr. N'Kobe Dean, I can't wait for Ricky Ricardo to do his rousing, "No, senor! No, senor! Viva la Philadelphia Eagles!"
You know what, Aaron? That actually is a point that hasn't been brought up enough this week. I like the way N'Kobe...
He was going with that.
Yeah, N'Kobe played well, and
did.
I think he can make a difference, especially against the run coming up on side. I like that point, Aaron. N'Kobe making a difference. And so you're going to be listening to the Spanish broadcast on Sunday? I love Ricky Ricardo. Does a great job.
I absolutely positively love his energy. And real quick, before I get to my little rant, my tri-day... kind of fits in with today in a little bit. Episode 2 of You People will be released.
Okay.
And there will be some superheroes introduced today. And that's going to be the Incredible Bulk, who gets his powers from his specially formulated broccoli gummy.
Oh.
There's also going to be Q-Ball and Mega Kyle. So look for those
Not
today.
Mega Kyle. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's that time of the week again. It's time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away, because Sunday is going to be a statement game. It's time for Sky Marshall Hurts, Quadzilla, the monsters of Philadelphia, that mean, nasty offensive line, the Kelly Green, Young Gun, gangrene defense is going to let little brother know who rules the NFC East roost, and that's one E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Good stuff, Aaron. So
Way to go, Aaron.
I guess Incredible Hulk was his thing. He said the Incredible Bulk. So Incredible Hulk is the submission for Hugh Douglas to be for Halloween. I mean, it's fine. I don't think it's the winning answer.
No.
Yeah, we could do better than that. But it's fine. You guys looking forward to episode 2 of Aaron's cartoons?
No.
I mean, I like Aaron. I like his creativity, but yeah. I ain't really.
Okay. All right, Alan.
He's muted.
Oh, that's what you did?
Well, he didn't like what, yeah, they didn't like.
Oh, yeah, the AI Kyle, he didn't like that.
Yeah, go ahead,
Cartoon
Alan.
Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You should be the gladiator or Pharaoh. Going way back in the Ten Commandments, nobody was chiseled like you when you played for the Eagles. So my suggestion would be the gladiator.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
I like that one. Go ahead, Alan.
Way to go, Kyle.
Can I talk about the Eagles?
Yes, you can.
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. Okay. Our biggest win differential-wise this year has been 7 points, okay? Mm-hmm. But like you said, it doesn't matter as long as we get a win. But I can make an argument that their offense, Joe, they don't stink. Since Jackson Dart took over, they're 2-2. So I know you want to say 2-5, but the Vikings are 3-4,
mm-hmm.
So number one. Number two, their offensive and defensive lines, since Andrew Thomas now, arguably one of the best tackles in football, not old like our Mulata is not that old, but Lane Johnson, their offensive and defensive lines match And they might even be slightly better than us.
So Alan, now, I agree with your assessment, and I do think they're obviously capable now more on the offensive side with Dart and Scadab. They're more capable. But, Alan, their defense as a whole isn't very good. The line is good, but that secondary could be had. The line, I mean, they gave up 33 points in a quarter on Sunday. That's hard to do.
Now, Joe, they collapsed in Denver,
right.
Mile High Stadium, okay? Remember, that's not easy. We semi-collapsed against Denver in Philadelphia, which is at mean sea level. So, remember, they gave up 33. We gave up 14. We were up 17-3 and lost 21-17 at home. So they collapsed, but we semi-collapsed. Our secondary still is not good. Last night, Minnesota did not give up 138 yards to Addison. Addison had 25 yards. 408 yards the Chargers had against the Vikings. So let's look at reality. I love the Eagles. I want them to kill. Do I expect them to? No. I don't care if they're mean. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about whether you want. This was 2 weeks ago. How are we trending that much better? Since we lost to the Giants 2 weeks ago, we barely beat the Vikings last week. So, again, I want the win, but we have to build up our talent. And I'm going to leave it like that. Gentlemen, have a great weekend. Love you all. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
Good stuff, Alan. We appreciate it. I think he's hitting he sounded like what you were saying there a little bit, Hugh, with – the difference in these teams 2 weeks ago was the Giants were better that night. I mean, clearly that night they were. They won by 17 points. I understand that. But sometimes there's also one element of that game 2 weeks ago that we've kind of left out of the equation. Thursday night games are bizarre.
Yeah, they're tough.
Like last week, the Bengals with Joe Flacco beat the Steelers. By the end of the season, the Steelers are better than the Bengals, right? Especially without Burrow there. The Steelers are probably going to finish, I don't know, 3 or 4 games better than the Bengals?
Yeah.
Are the Bengals really better than the Steelers? No, but they beat them
that
night on a division game, on a short week, in their building. That kind of stuff happens on Thursday night. Now, the one thing Alan brought up that is, it did catch my attention, I'm not going to lie. The Vikings couldn't move the ball last night, Hugh. The Vikings could not move the football last night on Thursday night football.
Short week.
Short week, but they couldn't move it. And on Sunday, they didn't move it against us. I mean, that's true. I mean, I think our offense, our passing game has moved in the right direction. I need to see our defense go out there and play well on Sunday. I need, because this past week was, they made some splash plays. They had the interception return for the touchdown with Jalen Hunt, but the Vikings moved the ball on us last Sunday. And then last night I'm watching the Vikings, and they didn't move the ball much. So that did catch my attention a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, like we always say, Joe, we always get new information week to week.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably one. Carson looked way worse last night than he did against us.
Yeah, he also is
and,
hurt, yeah.
And we, yeah, that, but he looked way worse.
He looked so terrible.
It's one of those things where that probably had a lot to play into it. No, not excuse making. That's just the nature of the beast when it comes to playing football.
Well, and again, the Thursday games are weird. I do think that contributed to a couple weeks ago where the Eagles were out against the Giants. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to get to on the show today. We need your submission on Tri-Day for what Hugh Douglas should be next Friday for Halloween. If the answer is truly great, perhaps you will dress up on the show next Friday, and you can watch it on YouTube with his costume. We also got to get to some of what Dave Dombrowski said yesterday on Foul Territory. Dave Dombrowski, of course, last week started a fire, and then Scott Boras added to the fire. We've talked about it for a week here on WIP. Well, a couple interesting things from his appearance, including addressing the idea that the Phillies could trade Bryce Harper this offseason. That was addressed yesterday by Dave Dombrowski on Foul Territory. We'll let you hear that coming up next. We got a lot to do today. Saquon Barkley. Also, we're monitoring this injury report for the Eagles, and when they get on the practice field today, A.J. Brown has not practiced this week, either day, Wednesday or Thursday, with a hamstring injury. So we will monitor that to see if he gets on the field today and how that impacts everything for the game on Sunday. Do you need a style points game by the Eagles, or are you like you? A win is a win. Lower the bar. 215-592-9494. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.